It's important to consider in these high-risk patients who have survived an episode of VT and VF and receive an ICD which eliminates virtually the chance of arrhythmic death, that appropriate adjunctive therapy be employed. This would include the traditionally used congestive heart failure agents, such as carvedilol, which has reduced sudden death risk in cardiomyopathy patients dramatically. It would include angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitors, which have decreased total mortality in heart failure patients by 18 to 27%, and finally using lipid lowering agents such as simvastatin in coronary patients, where patients had a decreased total mortality with a relative risk of 0.7 compared to the use of a placebo. All of these agents will do important things for the patient's underlying coronary or muscle disease, and in turn allow the defibrillator a longer chance to do its magic.